And now, Forward with Falk. Join Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen as they navigate their way through the political thicket. Dave, as far as I'm concerned, I'm wondering how you see it, but as far as I'm concerned, the lesson of Trump's 100 days is that he's comprehensively failed. Everything he's tried has fallen apart. For all his bluster, for all the nonstop activity, for all the damage he's done, everything he's actually tried to achieve has failed. And at this point, it looks like he has no plan. And to hide the fact that he has no plan and can't figure out what to do, he just tells lies. He, you know, claims to be having meetings that have never been held, have never been scheduled. He claims to have negotiated deals that haven't been negotiated, for which there have been no negotiations. He claims to have signed agreements that have not been signed. And he claims to control the Congress, but he can't get anything through it. And he's only trying to get one thing through it, his big, beautiful bill. And he can't get that through. So to me, the lesson is MAGA has fallen apart. They may have an organization. They may have a lot of Sturm und Drang, thunder and lightning. But they don't have a path forward.
You know, the MAGA hasn't fallen apart. His supporters haven't fallen apart. But his policies have, and his results have, except he keeps putting out the illusion of success rather than the actual success. I was watching TV this weekend, and there was an ad came on, and as I said to my wife, I said, how many lies can they tell in 30 seconds? He was claiming everything as being successful, that inflation is down, and that all this other, you know, everything, prices are down, that his whole they've saved, you know, reduced all these size of government, that the tariffs are working, all of this stuff is in this ad. And of course, you know, the MAGA people are just, you know, eating this up. They're low information voters, and they don't want to hear anything that's contradictory to this.
In one respect, he's right about the media, because the media doesn't contradict him. They promote what he says, and they don't point out that none of it is true.
Well,
so
that's
even if you're a high information voter, if the only place you can get your information from is from people who are telling you the lies, you're going to believe lies.
Yeah, well, that's the secret. You make the headline. You make the headline, and that becomes the reality. And then you move on to making the next headline.
Yeah.
So nobody examines what's really happening. And that's it. You know, we found out that Doge was terribly unsuccessful in many ways.
In every way.
The trillions of dollars they were going to save, they saved nothing. They cost the government money.
Exactly.
And they undermined anything that was going on. We've got a system, an air traffic system that's even more broken than when he took office on January 20th. The stories that you hear about Newark are just incredible, that they were down to like two or three air traffic controllers at some point.
Last week they had to shut down for a day because they didn't have anybody. Because the day before, The controllers lost contact with planes for something like 2 minutes, and that caused such nervous breakdown on the part of dedicated people who couldn't do their job, not because they didn't want to, but because the machines broke down. They couldn't bring themselves to go to work the next day, and they had to shut down the airport.
Yeah. Every day there's a 1 minute, a 90-second, a 2 minute breakdown there. And then now, what was it? Atlanta had a shutdown, had a breakdown of the equipment. I mean, if you heard the Secretary of Transportation saying, well, we have all this old equipment because we've never updated it. Well, one reason they never updated it is because the Congress and its Republicans in Congress don't want to spend the money to update it.
Yeah, it's not the Congress, it's the Republicans. They're the ones who didn't who wouldn't vote for it.
That means that they'd have to raise taxes for that. And they don't want to do that. And he said that they have to buy their parts on eBay because they can't get new parts manufactured. The equipment's so old.
And that's not just for the FAA, for the airports. It's true for the IRS.
Yes.
They can't get parts for the computers, which are so old that nobody has the parts anymore.
Right. The IRS, Social Security doesn't have updated systems. Believe me, I'm working with them every day, and it's incredible how difficult it is to work with their system. And they want, you know, lay off more people. There are people who know what they're doing, but there aren't enough of them.
Well, now there's fewer of them because they laid so many. They've fired so many of them.
I know. There's one staff member, I won't mention names, over in the Scranton office who's really knows their stuff. And whenever I was over there and had the good fortune of being called to their window, it was always a pleasure. And the last time I was there, which is a few weeks ago, they told me I'm leaving in August. I was going to leave in May, but they begged me to stay on. They begged me to stay on till August, but I can't take this anymore. We're going to see that in, I think, all, you know, in so many other government places or government departments.
Well, we've seen it. We're seeing it. They've got rid of the people who fund libraries. They're not, you know, the people are fighting about banning books in libraries. But the federal government has just disbanded the organization that funds the libraries. Forget about banning books. They're not going to be able to open the building.
And that's what they wanted. They want to do away. And you know, even if you try to bring these people back, a lot of them aren't going to come back.
Why should they? What chance? What, I mean, why would they take the risk?
Yeah, and you've lost so much expertise that was built up over years and years and years. What's going to happen with the operations of the government is what these crackpots with these economic theories want, that they've crippled the government. You know, what's his name? Grover Norquist, that you want the government to become so small that, you know, you could drown it in a bathtub. People are finding out that they need the government on things.
And, well, there's nothing more appalling than the lies that they're telling about Medicaid in an effort to produce savings that they can use actually only to enrich the rich, to give the very rich more spending money. That's all it's for. The only reason that they need to cut Medicaid is to give the very rich more spending money. It doesn't matter what excuse they use. That's what it's all about. And so they argue about, they create the illusion that there's such waste, there's such thievery, there's such incompetence in the Medicaid system. And when you look at it, it turns out that's not at all true. It operates pretty efficiently. The waste is the overpayment that they're forced to make for the drugs because the Republicans refuse to allow the government to negotiate drug prices. And then they carry on about able-bodied adults who are not working and who are living off of Medicaid. First of all, you can't live off of Medicaid. And second of all, when you investigate the whole situation and you look into it in detail, you discover 3% of all Medicaid recipients might be accused of being able-bodied, able to work, and refusing to work. Might be accused, because nobody has ever looked into whether there's really work in the areas where they live. Because after all, just because I want to work doesn't mean some boss is going to hire me. And even if some boss is going to hire me, it doesn't mean he'll give me the hours that I need to stay alive. Because Medicaid has a restriction that says you have to have so many hours, or if you go to school for the to qualify, you have to have so many credits. Well, there are people who go to school and the school doesn't offer the credits for the full-time courses that they're taking. You have to have 18 credits, and maybe the course is only 14 credits. There's nothing you can do about that. But yet you're complying. You're going to the school just as you've been asked to. But in any case, all that to the side, the fact of the matter is, you're talking about 3% of the total Medicaid population that you could even point a finger at. And if you knocked them all off, it wouldn't affect the budget one damn bit. But if you do what they're doing to cut to try to create this $700 million, $800 million in savings, you end up with tens of millions of people losing the insurance and losing the health care. Tens of millions. Not illegal immigrants.
They're not cutting. They're not, you know, they keep lying about it.
Yeah.
While they do it. Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, remember that they were going to have no tax on tips? That's not in the bill. No tax on overtime? That's not in the bill. No tax on Social Security? That's not in the bill.
No.
All those things that help, that would affect ordinary people, not in the bill. And then they try to sneak these extra goodies in for the, like you said, the wealthy.
Yeah.
On that, and it's just, but it, you know, they can't even agree enough to get it through committee at this point.
No, that's the other thing. They're fighting with each other, right? They brought it to vote. They couldn't even pass it through their own committee that they control. They have an absolute majority in the committee, and they couldn't get it passed, right?
Yeah, it wasn't even close. I think the vote was something like 21-14. and our local congressman Bresnahan is going to be on the hook on this thing. So it's going to have to play itself out, but it's not going to play out very well.
Trump really has no solution for this.
Except a lot. You know, the real world, we saw this week that Moody's, the bond rating service, just lowered for the first time the United States' credit rating on bonds. They see what's happening.
Well, that shoots interest rates up.
That
increases the deficit.
He'll claim that they're coming down. That just makes it harder and harder and harder to do.
Yeah.
Of course, we had Cash Patel, our FBI director, went in front of the Senate committee that controls his budget, and he had no budget to present. He was supposed to have it 2 weeks before he appeared, and he didn't have it. He didn't have a budget, and he couldn't explain why he didn't have a budget.
Well, why did he bother to show up?
the one committee says you're spending, the fiscal year ends in October. And the one congresswoman said, you're going to run out of money in July. You've overspent.
And you're not allowed to spend if you run out of money. Yeah.
Right.
By rights, if he overspends his money, he has to shut the office.
Yeah. And then there's other departments where they've refused to spend what's been allocated to them under certain things. They want to shift the money around, and they can't do that. They keep forgetting that Congress controls that.
Well, but they do it anyway, right?
Yeah, it's whack-a-mole time. It's whack-a-mole time.
They are both reactionary and incompetent.
Well, you know, isn't that the definition of kakistocracy?
Yeah. Yeah.
We knew that was going to happen. We knew that they were incompetent the first time, and they certainly don't have the A team or the B team with them. But you know the way the Heritage Foundation structured that Project 2025, you would have thought that they would have brought in their enough people that could carry out that.
How about there aren't enough people? They don't have that many people. They're a tiny minority. As many as they may seem to be, they don't have enough.
Yeah.
Their ideas are so crazy that it's true. There are tens of thousands of people who go along with it, but that's not enough. This is a big country. This is not Albania. You know, this is, you can't run this country with six people.
Oh, and you know, everybody's got two or three jobs because he can't get people approved.
Yeah, he gets. Look at Rubio, Secretary of State, right? He's got four other jobs. Each one of Rubio's four other jobs is a full-time job.
Yeah.
So therefore, he doesn't do any of them.
Or Witkoff, you know, how many different places is he negotiating with?
And Witkoff has no experience whatsoever, no background whatsoever.
There's a real estate guy. He went into negotiations with the Russians. He went in alone, and he didn't even have an American interpreter with him.
But that's not his fault. That's the State Department's fault. They should have made sure he had the interpreter. But he doesn't talk to the State Department.
No, he's just...
Because he's at war with the State Department. Because he is the State Department. It's him to Trump. Rubio's cut out. That's okay with me. I mean, I don't mind on that score. What I do mind is when they turn their guns on the programs that you and I need and working people need, and they could just cut them out arbitrarily and illegally. And when it's pointed out that it's illegal, they figure out another way to do it. They fire everybody. The program is still there, but there's nobody who can run the program on the payroll. And that's illegal, but then you have to litigate it to get the people back if they want to come back. So they've effectively shut down the government. They have reduced the scope. They've been successful in reducing the scope of the government to the detriment of all the people who live in the country and who need government services, which is, I would say, 250 million of the 330 million.
As I said, people are finding out what government does. The GOP plan has always been that we make it difficult for the government to function, and then we complain. Then we say, "See, the government doesn't function. You have to turn it over to the private enterprise, where they can rip the government off."
In this situation, they don't even have any private enterprise to turn these functions over to. There's nobody to turn it over to, so they just get rid of it. What do you need culture for? Why do you need art? Why do you need music? Why do you need education? Why do you need libraries? Why do you need medical research? Who cares what the weather's going to be like? What if you don't know what the storms are? And so on and so forth. And then it turns out, oh my God, you do need these things. We do. It's not just that we like them. We need them. Not just for a nice life, but to live. But by the time you realize that, it's gone. And that's took a long time to put in place, and takes a long time to restore.
And then we're seeing in private enterprise that the ones that follow the same path are having the problems. I mean, look at Boeing. Look at United Health.
Yeah.
When all their product is the bottom line rather than the service or the airplane or whatever. You kind of wonder how long that, you know, they can get away with that for a while, but then the chickens come home to roost. The airplanes start falling out of the sky.
Right.
And then they can't even build the airplanes. I mean, we were talking beforehand about the contract for Air Force One. There's Boeing is supposed to build two airplanes for the government to be replaced the old the aging ones that the president uses, and you know they can't even do that right now. They're way behind schedule. They've eaten up all their contractual costs. Everything that they do from now on is eating into their money.
They've been at it, what, 5 years?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just to make an...
what am I talking about, 5 years? Obama planned the damn plane. Trump inherited the project. It was already started.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
He didn't like the contract, so he changed the contract. Right?
And he forced them to come to a fixed cost.
That's right. But the point is the project had been going on for a year or two before Trump. So Trump is 4 years. Obama is 2 years, is 6 years. Biden is 4 years, is 10 years. This thing has been going for 10 years. They can't get two airplanes built.
And Boeing's supposed to be the main exporter in the country.
No wonder they sent an astronaut up and couldn't get him down, the two of them. Yeah, they were up there. They went up there for 2 days. They were up there for 6 months because they couldn't get him down.
They didn't want to trust the... It turns out they could have come back, but they just couldn't trust it.
Right.
They couldn't trust it. It's absolutely incredible. And now we're seeing this with United Health. The CEO winds up murdered. And then they put another one in his place, and that fellow resigns abruptly. And lo and behold, the company seems to be falling apart.
That's right. That's right. And there goes Trump out to the go out to the Mideast. He's going to get trillions of dollars invested in the United States. He announces all these investments that are coming as a result of his trip, and it turns out that most of them are projects that had been announced not once, not twice, some of them three times over the last 6 years, and they're not new projects, and they're never going to get invested in. But whether or not they're going to get invested in, they were announced 4, 5, 6 years ago. When you look to see what did he actually get negotiated, it turns out nothing. Nothing. Meanwhile, he was meeting with a bunch of people who smiled, fed him coffee, said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're the greatest man in the world. Yes, sir.
The pageantry, you know, the Arabian horses, and all this elaborate stuff to make it look good. He's still planning that parade.
Which is now up to $45 million for his birthday.
Yeah, but it'll...
meanwhile, the Republicans who are going to give him the $45 million for the parade will not give the District of Columbia the money they need to finish out the fiscal year. They control the district's budget.
Yep. Yeah. Well, of course, we know who lives in the District of Columbia, so they don't want to...
Exactly.
They don't care about it. But right. We're just, you know, like I said, you're seeing failures and all over the place.
It's a comprehensive failure. It's really a comprehensive failure.
Yeah. Although didn't Trump or his family get some deals to build a hotel in Saudi Arabia?
They don't build a hotel. They license their name. Some local people are going to build the hotel, and they rent the Trump name. That's what they do. They rent their name. They don't actually do anything. In an extreme case, they might get a contract to manage, but they don't create the thing. So, no, they didn't get that. But, you know, they signed a bunch of management contracts. But will the projects get built? Who knows? Who knows? It turns out that the Wall Street Journal did a study of all of the projects that were announced by Saudi Arabia and came to the conclusion that the Saudis don't have half the money needed to pay for those projects. They can't possibly do those projects. in this case, I kind of trust the Wall Street Journal. They know how to count.
Well, they've been pretty harsh on Trump.
They have been.
They've been pretty harsh on Trump.
Well, they're the ones who buy the bonds or who buy the stocks. They don't like being cheated.
Is anybody going to be buying the bond, the United States bonds? As I said, the credit rating is down. So, and a lot of these bonds are coming due.
Well, they roll them over, and therefore the interest rate goes up. And who are they going to blame?
You know, if Japan decides they're not going to buy bonds, all of a sudden, like you said, the rate's got to go up in order to induce other people to do it.
Yeah. And with the tariffs, he said, oh, well, you know, he took a real hit on the tariffs. He raised all these phenomenal tariffs, and he had to withdraw all of them. And so now we're at much lower tariffs. Well, the much lower tariffs are still 13%. Before Trump came into office, the average tariff in America was 2.something%, 2.4, 2.6. That was the average tariff. Even at the rock bottom rate that he's landed at so far, it's 13%. That's an enormous increase in commodity prices, enormous increase in Walmart prices, which you're going to see in about 6 more weeks.
Yeah, if they can even get the goods.
If they can get the goods, right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we should mention before we leave that the this week's election day. And
have the Republicans nominated anybody in Lackawanna County?
Very few.
Very few.
Very few. They've got some contests for them to run for mayor of Scranton. They've got a couple people running there, including one guy who's ineligible. He has to be a write-in. But they didn't put anybody up for judge. They didn't put anybody up for district attorney. They didn't put anybody up for register of wills.
So where's this great machine that allegedly MAGA runs? If in a place like Scranton, they can't come up with a slate of candidates. People shouldn't be taken in by these people. They're incompetent, and they may look outwardly ferocious. They can be blown down.
The only thing is the Democratic Party is pretty incompetent also.
Well, the Democrats may not be able to blow them down, but the point is, people get organized properly, these guys can be taken. They're not all that powerful at this point.
And there are folks out there that are trying to organize.
Yeah.
Here and there, and all of a sudden you've got quite a few in different places.
And we might talk about that next week when we see what happened with the elections and you know what that kind of portends in terms of organizing.
Yeah, I mean, we actually have some Republicans running as Democrats up here in the Abingtons.
I thought that MAGA would try to do that everywhere.
Yeah, in the city of Scranton, there's a couple of people who are running as Democrats that are really MAGA for city council. We'll see how they, whether they can fool enough people.
All right. Well, that's it for this week.
Yes. And we'll see you next week, and who will have won the elections.
I would say vote early. Vote often, but often. There's not too many people to vote for. There's very few candidates.
That's why people don't come out.
That's
but
right.
We're voting. We never miss a chance.
See you next week.
See you next week.
You've been listening to Forward with Falk. Longtime Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen discuss politics. Join them again next week, same time, same place.